Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 3 is over, but we are just getting started here on The Walking Dead Live on Post Show Recap. And now, here's the guy who really should say next time, Nick, thanks but no thanks. I'm Rob Sisner. Here's Josh Wiggler. Josh, it's a somber night here after Episode 3 of Season 6. They said Season 6 was going to be brutal, but I was not ready for this.
Yeah, no thank you, Robert Kirkman. No thank you, Scott Gimple. Way to ruin my weekend. That was great. Very fun. Not so fun at all, actually. Yeah, that's a bummer. Big bummer tonight. Lots to unpack with that.
This was a very heavy episode. A lot going on. And potentially, looks like at this point, Rick seems to be in a no-win situation. I mean, I don't think that they're going to kill off Rick here, but I mean, it certainly is setting that up as though he's in a bad spot right now in a Winnebago surrounded by walkers with seemingly no way out of that situation. We will talk about that. We will talk about the loss of Glenn plus the loss of Nick the douche. We talked about like what's going to happen with him.
I scored points, I think, right? I scored points on that.
With Nick?
I believe so.
We got to check that out. And then also with all the other people that we lost tonight. So, of course, we're live right here to talk about it here. We got the chat room open on postshowrecaps.com. We're going to be taking your tweets, hashtag PSRecaps, and then also on our YouTube channel at postshowrecaps.com/YouTube. And, of course, Josh and I will be back later on this week to answer your voicemails. I have a feeling that this will be a busy week for Walking Dead, Josh.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. There's a lot to talk about with what happened this week. With just the first three episodes of the season have just been insane. So there's a lot to talk about what's going on right now in and around Alexandria. So definitely get those voicemails in. postshowrecaps.com/voicemail. Send that in. This week's feedback show was hilarious. So I hope that you guys are enjoying those.
Good. And this is going to be a very intense week as well. You can subscribe to the podcast feed at postshowrecaps.com/TWD. iTunes. So let's go ahead. I mean, where do we start here with Glenn dying? I mean, it really, to me, seems like a very senseless death for Glenn to die at the hands of Nick, who we've talked about this theme of that Rick set up in the first episode of this season, where dumb people, you're better off letting them die because eventually they're going to do something else dumb and get themselves killed. And ultimately, here's what happens with Nick after Glenn tries to do this big reclamation project, try to bring him back into the fold. And I'm guessing that's what Nick was thanking him for. Of thank you for like taking the chance on me, but you shouldn't have.
Right.
And then ultimately he dies and the blowback comes and takes Glenn down off that dumpster, which it seemed like they were pretty much done for anyway. But then we see the very untimely death of Glenn.
Yeah, it was very intense. It was a very, very difficult scene. And pretty much from the moment that they're being surrounded on both sides by these herds of walkers, you know that we're in trouble. But like, can you imagine Glenn dying in this situation? It's a tough reach. And once the situation becomes what it becomes, once Nicholas blows his own brains out and falls on top of Glenn and falls into the herd, it looks bad. It looks really bad. Not hopeless. Not hopeless, but it looks very, 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 very bad.
Now, look, you and I have had these sort of talks in the past.
Yes.
I don't want to hear, well, did you see that Melisandre walked into Alexandria? So I looked into Glenn's eyes, Rob,
okay? I saw a change.
I'm picking up on some skepticism in your voice. How would it be possible for Glenn not to be dead?
Yeah, I think if you look around the internet right now, there's some skepticism in a few spots. I think that there are a few people who are skeptical that Glenn actually died here. I saw that Dalton Ross just published a big piece about it over at Entertainment Weekly. I also was able to watch this episode a little bit early. I got to see it before the weekend. So I've had some time to process everything that happened with Glenn tonight. And I don't know. There's a lot in favor of the fact that Glenn just bit the bullet here. First and foremost being it looks like his guts are being pulled out of his chest. That would be hard to come back from. But there's also the argument that that wasn't Glenn's body that was being viciously attacked, that it was Nicholas's body. Nicholas falls on top of Glenn. Glenn lands hard, but he's got Nick's body on top of him. That's the body that's being savaged. If you replay the scene and you look at the bird's eye view, you don't see anyone eating Glenn. You see people eating Nicholas. there's a chance here. It's very, very difficult for him to get out of this situation, but there's a chance. I don't think that it's 100% RIP Glenn quite yet.
Well, let me just say, if that's not the case, if Glenn didn't die here, then this is the cheapest thing they've ever done on this show, because you can't do the fake out like that with us and then that he didn't die and then actually try to sell it to us, the dramatic moment that he is dead.
Right.
You can't do that with us. And then you're going to give us a Morgan flashback episode. And I know that they kind of did that with Judith, with baby Judith. And I'll give them the pass there on the baby Judith thing. But I think that would be a bridge too far to do here with Glenn.
Yeah, well, you say they can't do that. I think that they might be doing that. And I agree with your take in terms of, like, that feels kind of cheap. They'd really have to sell it really well with however Glenn came back. They would have to sell it well in terms of whatever, you know, however he got himself out of the situation. They would also have to sell it with, you know, just like a really awesome comeback episode. There's lots of reasons to believe that he's dead. The visual part of it is one of them. The other that I think a lot of people are calling out and picking up on is Glenn's final words to Rick. You know, he's talking to Rick over the radio. He says, "I gotta go. Good luck, dumbass." And that's a pure callback to the first time we ever heard Glenn talking to Rick on The Walking Dead in the very first episode. He's on the walkie-talkie. Rick is in the tank, and Glenn is saying, "Hey, you dumbass." So there's you know, a full circle nature to this as well. If this is
the Herschel's
final
watch makes an appearance tonight.
Right.
Also, that Glenn rehashes some of the words that Herschel said to him in one of his last conversations with Herschel about everybody has a job to do. So it really did feel like the story was full circle on Glenn. Now, of course, we do this show live right after this. Is Steven Yeun, am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is he on The Talking Dead tonight?
No, he's not. See, and in
that's
fact,
the one thing. That's the biggest, that, I feel like, to me, that's the biggest smoking gun that we have.
It's a big tell. I got to watch a little bit of Talking Dead before you and I came live on the air. They like to do their eulogy at the end of the first segment of The Talking Dead, where they go through everybody who died in the episode. So you're seeing, you know, all the Alexandrian red shirts. You're seeing poor Sturgis with his goofy hat. You're seeing, you know, the guy who, David, who was married to Betsy and he got pushed up against the fence. You're seeing all that. You see the Nicholas moment. They flash Nick's name up on the screen when Nick dies, and they're going through that in the reel. And then they show Nick falling on Glenn, Glenn falling into the herd. And then they have this card that says, with just weird text, saying, "Please don't be true. Please don't be true. Please don't be true." And then the segment ends and they never say Glenn's name. So you tell me, are we being faked out or did Glenn actually die?
See, I'm really annoyed now because I'm starting to feel like there's mounting evidence about this, because there was no possibility that Glenn, based on everything we've ever seen, if this was a red shirt, there would be no chance that this person was like, there's literally 200 walkers surrounding Glenn's body. There is no chance he could survive. And then to have this miracle of miracles happen just for Glenn, I think that's going to be a real cheap way out of this situation.
It's tough.
I was so happy coming into this episode. Like, wow, Walking Dead is really bringing the heat this season. Can't believe that they did that. Wow. What a great job. And now if it turns out that this was just a big misdirect, I'm going to really feel like that they went for, you get this big hit where you kill off a main character on a show, but then it's like it was a artificial hit when you do that. And then it was a misdirect.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the better outcome then for you? Is the better outcome, let's have Glenn dead here, or let's bring Glenn back? He's a great character.
No, Glenn's dead. Glenn's dead. This can't be like, Josh, this was the problem like with Heroes 1.0, where you killed a character and then it's like the next week it's like, oh, this character's back from the dead. Like, this isn't The Bold and the Beautiful. We can't do stuff like that.
So, obviously it wouldn't be like, well, we just yanked Glenn's guts out and he somehow survives that. That's not what it would be. He wouldn't, you know, in order to survive whatever's happening, there's that dumpster there. There is a space underneath the dumpster that you can see in the shot as they're rushing toward the dumpster. He's obviously covered in guts right now. We've seen on the show that walkers can sometimes not smell a human through that stuff. We've seen it with Glenn specifically. He's very close to that part of the dumpster in that aerial shot. He could shimmy under that thing and make it out alive. And yeah, it would be a little bit cheap, but at least Glenn's alive. That's not good news. It's not good that Glenn makes it out of this thing. If he makes it out of this thing, I feel like that's great news. I feel like killing Glenn on this show right now is a bigger mistake than letting him live. I feel like getting rid of Glenn right now really, really sucks. He's a great character. I know that this is a show where great characters have to get knocked off in order to keep the stakes up, but I feel like Glenn's not one of those characters that you want to take out right now. There's more story with that guy.
I mean, this is such a can of worms to not kill Glenn at this point, because then it's like every single death that happens now on this show, it's but is he really dead? Is that real? For real?
Well, I mean, there's some things that would just be flat out undeniable. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just some things that would be like if someone got their head lopped off. You know, if Rick gets his head cut off in the next episode, Rick's dead. You know, this isn't, it looks really, really, really bad. But if you go back and you watch the scene, even Glenn's chest looks like it's raised at an odd level. It doesn't look like it's actually his chest that's getting ripped apart. So there's clues on the show. You know, there's evidence on the show right now.
There's no way around it. I'm going to be really annoyed if they didn't kill Glenn. Not that I had anything, I don't hate Glenn. I didn't want, coming to this episode, I hope they kill Glenn tonight. But sure. At the point where they do what they did, you can't come back. You can't walk that back.
I think they're going to walk it back.
Oh, it's just a dream that Glenn died. And then have people for 2 weeks on social media talking about how Glenn is dead and you can't get like people crying, you know, that are watching the show. Oh my God, Glenn died. He didn't even get to say goodbye to Maggie.
Right.
And he died for no reason, a senseless death. So there's definitely, I'm not denying that this could be where they're going, but I feel like that this was a really inauthentic thing for them to do to the fan base of this show that deeply cares about this character.
Yeah, but I think that you even said it too with the Judith thing, that they've done this before. And even before that, they pulled this trick with Carol in the episode where Lori dies and T-Dog dies and Carol goes missing. And we just like see remnants that look like it's maybe Carol's carcass. And we give up on Carol for several episodes until Daryl finds her in the catacombs. So the show has pulled this trick out of its hat before. Wouldn't be surprised at all if they do it again. And more and more I think about it, the more I think that Glenn has made it out of this alive. So prepare to be annoyed.
This would be 10 times worse than either of those other previous instances.
It's bad. And you know I'm not a fan of this type of thing. I mean, I don't want to get into heavy spoilers on Game of Thrones because I don't know what the crossover is here. But there's something similar that happens in Game of Thrones where I have called foul and many people have called foul on the death of a certain character. And the creators, the writers, the people behind the show have really stuck to their guns and said, no, this character is dead. This character is dead. Dead is dead. I still don't buy it. I think we're going to be proven wrong in that case. And I think that it's annoying because I feel like there's so much mounting evidence that this person is alive, that this person is fine. So it's almost, I feel like it's a fruitless exercise. And I think for the reasons that you're talking about, that I think that it becomes annoying when, you know, there's the reversal. And it's like, you made me think this one thing. Now I feel kind of stupid about it. So I don't love it, but I think that that's what's happening. I think that he's okay.
This would be a pimple on the fanny of that Game of Thrones thing that you're talking about, because that Game of Thrones thing happens in a world of magic, and there is a precedent where characters are risen from the dead with magic in that universe. This is the opposite of that universe, even though the zombie thing is kind of magical. Right. But this is a bleak universe where we have been come to know, and you can do that in an act break. If you want to say, oh, Glenn's dead, and then we come back from commercial and he's not dead, that's fine. You could do that within TV. But to do that and then the next episode, and then not even the next episode, where we're going to get a Morgan flashback episode, and then in 2 weeks maybe we find out what's going on with Glenn, I think that's a violation of what you can and can't do in serialized TV. That's a soap opera. That's a daytime soap opera who does that. That's a little, you know, it's Bush League to do that on The Walking Dead.
I think that's what they're doing. Okay. I think it's what they're doing. But let's if we can rein in the anger for a minute, Rob, let's talk about the other possibility of it. Let's talk about Glenn as though he died. You said that this feels like kind of a punk way for that character to go through the actions of Nicholas. Do you think that even if the show is following through with Glenn dying here, Is that a crappy development? Is that, do you think that this is the wrong way to take Glenn off the
table? No, I don't, because that the Glenn character was the hopelessly optimistic character, and everything that we've seen through the recent seasons of this, it's telling us the worldview of Rick and Carol is the correct mindset in this universe. And anybody who looks at the world through any sort of rose-colored glasses must pay the ultimate price, that there is little to no optimism left in this world. And the mindset of the Glenn character of that we can save people, we can redeem people, there's hope for people, that those characters time after time after time have paid that ultimate price. And Glenn, because he thought that a unredeemable character like Nick could find salvation, that he could fix this character who was deep down this lousy guy, and Glenn thought he could fix him, and ultimately he could not. And then Glenn pays that price for that erroneous way of thinking in this universe. So to me, while it is a death without meaning, it is because Glenn committed that sin in this bleak universe that he thought that he could fix this person when he could not, when the right mindset is the Rick worldview of leave those people behind, because keep track of yourself first.
Yeah. So do you think that that's the message then in a death like Glenn's? If Glenn is gone, the message of the show, the theme of the show this season is going to be Rick is right. Leave these idiots behind. There's no saving them whatsoever. That's going to be the theme. That's the takeaway.
I don't believe this is not my personal view of the world.
Of course.
But based on anything that we've seen in The Walking Dead this season, I don't know how you could argue that that is not what the show is trying to tell us.
Right. Yeah. That's very, very grim.
It's very dark. It's very grim. And that's why that anything other than Glenn dying here would be a violation of everything that they've set up. How could you walk away from this episode and not think that the moral of the story is that the Michonne has to come to terms with the fact that Rick was right? It's the idea is everybody's not going to make it was the theme of this episode. And then when you have people saying like, hey, that's not how we do things around here. By the end of the episode, everybody has to come to the terms that some people aren't going to make it. We have the scene when Heath looks down in the water and sees finally that he's covered in blood and he doesn't know if it's his or his friends or Walker's. Then he's finally arrived when they have to, lose their friends. That's when, he's finally one of them and is somebody who's living in this world.
Right. I think that the other argument, though, if, we're talking about if Glenn survives, how that's a violation, how that flies in the face of the themes that seem to be building up in season six, is I think that it would be a testament to the types of people that Rick has surrounded himself with and has been marching forward with for all of these seasons, Glenn being OG in that regard, that these are the people who survived this thing. That we've talked about sort of the natural selection of the types of people who survive in the zombie apocalypse. And if Glenn makes it out of this unsurvivable situation alive, that it's a testament to that. That I can see from the writer's perspective that Glenn surviving this against all odds situation would be the direction that the show is going, that certain people can make it out of this thing alive, that there is hope for some of these hopeful people. Otherwise, I mean, I get what you're saying, and certainly the track record is anybody who has tried to give anybody a break, Tyrese, Beth, anytime that anyone has, Bob, has shown any sort of optimism toward anyone, Noah, they literally get ripped apart. And I mean, that would be on message too. I think that's what's tricky about this thing is I think that there's a lot of arguments in both directions. Maybe not in terms of which is the great writer's choice in terms of faking us out with something like this, or even the circumstances with which this fan favorite character dies. I'm sure that there are people who take issue with that. I think that there's evidence on both sides of the aisle. I think it will not be resolved for a little bit. I do think we'll get that Morgan flashback next week. I don't expect any answers on the Glenn of it all. For all we will know, Glenn will still be dead. So I think that the show is going to make us sweat this out.
Yeah, and I think that in the midst of this group of people that we've been following with Rick at the helm, Michonne has really sort of started to waver in terms of where she is. She was a character who had sort of a bleak worldview, but has come around to that there is goodness in people. And so Michonne and Glenn sort of shared that worldview of, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up on these people. And then by the end of the episode, we saw where Michonne said to David, I believe was the guy who had the wife, and he was like, please give this note to my wife. And she's like, hey, she's like, writes on her arm, you're going to make it. Don't worry, buddy. And then ultimately we saw that guy just get ripped to shreds. And I thought the most heartbreaking thing, I guess, outside of Glenn dying, but again, who knows? hey, did that guy make it? Did David, is David okay maybe next week?
I think he's going to be okay. They just need to cut off like his neck and his shoulders and all the parts that got bitten, and he'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
Anyway, just gotta carve him up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe there's some voodoo people they could find that could sort of maybe miracle healers are out there in the world. But anyway, but I thought that the most heartbreaking moment was that not only did that guy die, and again he was already bit, he was a goner anyway, but he had one last request. He had one wish, was to please give this note to. Now the irony of all ironies is probably that his wife is probably dead back in Alexandria.
Oh, of course, 100%.
That would have been maybe even the darker, more ironic way for Michonne to get that note, like from him, and then to get back to Alexandria, and she's dead, and she doesn't even get to read the note. But the fact that she didn't, that she believed it, like, hey, well, you know, that I'm not giving up on you. Don't give me that note. And the fact that she has to live with the fact that she didn't get that note from him, and she had to watch that guy die and see the terror in his face, not only that he was dying, but that note was in his pocket and then being stepped on by the walkers and couldn't even get that note delivered. I mean, that's the world that this show is living in.
Yeah, totally.
So that's fine, and that's dark, and that's, I think that's what makes this show different than any other show on television in that regards. But then don't cheap out and then say Glenn's not dead.
All right, well, we'll have plenty more to do with that. Let's talk about some of these other points. Let's talk about Nicholas. Let's say bon voyage to Nicholas. Final take, eulogy for Nicholas, if you've got one.
Well, to be fair, You did have him in the your second round pick in our death draft, non-essential character. I believe that we debated, was Nick going to ultimately be a douche, or was he going to be redeemed? And I don't remember what we both said. I think I said that they're going to try to make him seem like he's good for a little bit, and then that's only going to hurt more when he turns around to be more of a douche.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. And he definitely, I feel like in his heart, as he's doing this final thing, as he's shooting himself, I think he's like, yeah, I've seen enough. I'm ready to go. Thank you, Glenn, for giving me a shot, but I'm just going to take the easy way out of here. I think in his heart of hearts, he feels like I did some good before I left, which just makes him so much douchier. What a douche this guy. He caps himself in the heat of this moment, falls on top of Glenn, pushes him into this situation. Maybe, maybe not, probably, possibly not, gets Glenn killed in the process. Destroys the life of this guy who saved his life several episodes earlier. It sucks. And now Nicholas is responsible for many people getting ripped apart. Deanna's son, Noah, possibly Glenn. So the body count on this guy is fairly high, staggering, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not to mention he shot Glenn in the season finale.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
and I mean, Rick is right. This is the best exhibit A, B, C, D, E, F, G of that. Rick is right to say that these people that are these dumb people, you need to just let them die. They're going to ultimately cause more problems.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Anyway.
For sure. So I think that there's an argument for that. And, I thought that what we got out of Nicholas this season was good. I thought that we got some solid scenes with that character. When he's with Heath and Glenn in the first episode and they're, having to stab the people in the store, I thought that was really great. And I liked the flirtation with Nicholas possibly being a redeemable character. And I kind of like that in the end, he's just a Dinkosaurus. So it works. I think that's good.
I want to talk to you about Daryl and what ultimately happened there. So Rick gave Daryl instructions, told him to stick with the Abraham Sasha crew. And then ultimately, Daryl starts freelancing. He's going to go off on his own. Where's Daryl going? To Alexandria?
Yeah, it seemed like it. Unless he's just going for a joyride. I thought that the Daryl storyline from this episode was one of the most confusing things I've seen on The Walking Dead in a very long time.
Yeah, well, can you give us your take on what happened? Because I was also confused.
Yeah, I guess he was probably driving back towards Alexandria to fix things up. Then he hears from Rick that Rick is going to be joining the caravan to lead the walkers away momentarily. Then I think he hears the gunshots on the radio when Rick is fighting the wolves in the RV. And I think that he must take that to mean Rick is going to be unavailable for the mission. I got to go regroup with Sasha and Abraham again. Now they actually really do need me involved in this thing. So that was my take on what happened there. I think that's close.
I don't know.
If it's not close, I really got no idea.
I really thought when he heard the gunshots, he was like, I better go save Rick. And it seemed like he went the away from where Rick was going, yeah. Basically. So that was very confusing. And I really don't feel like the gunshots were syncing up with, if we had to go back and watch last week and sort of like count where like the gunshots were, like the gunshots we're hearing in the distance do not seem like, it's like the gunshots that are coming from Michonne and her crew. It's like Glenn and Nick never hear any of those guns. Like right. they're never like, oh my God. Are those guns? What's going on? Should we go back? Should we do that? And so you don't hear any of that. The gunfire to me did not coincide with the gunfire that from Alexandria from the week before. And so it really, if you were going to sync up where the gunfire happened, like, cause all, everything happened on the show last week within 44 minutes and the horn did not happen until like 50 minutes. So it, based on the events from last week, you know, the gun, like this, the timeline is not adding up here.
It's a little wonky. It's a little screwy. Yeah, no, totally. I think you hit it.
Because
yeah.
The guy who comes in the van and in the Winnebago is the guy who takes the gun from Morgan at the end of the episode and runs off. And that's the guy. So how close was Rick in the Winnebago to Alexandria to ultimately like all these things? And why is there still gunfire happening at Alexandria? So to me, you know, I would love to see some sort of like, you know, a YouTube video of syncing up last week's episode with this one.
Yeah, I'd like to see someone do like a 24 edit on the events of that with some split screen action, I think would be pretty good. I feel like that would be a better edit than maybe what we got. I think you identified a lot of bizarre continuity errors. I'm not that hung up on it. It doesn't really bother me that much.
Oh, you can't get hung up on it. Believe me.
You know, you got to move past it. But it was definitely a little weird. The timeline was a little strange for sure. Definitely funky.
Yeah. And also like the sensitivity of sound for the walkers is also, I think, kind of wonky in terms of like, you know, the little bit of like noise that was coming from the store ends up like getting the whole herd of walkers coming right. on to. I mean, did you think that was kind of a crazy plan that they sort of like they went to commercial break like, oh, they're coming. And they ended up just blasting out the front door with like their walking wounded.
What could they do at that point? You know, they had to go and there was no other way of getting out. And
no back door, no window to go out the back.
I guess they didn't have time to check. Like if they had gone and they had checked, then it would have been too late to go out the front door if there is no back door. And you know, these guys are coming, the walkers are coming, we got to make a move. So it was fast thinking. It didn't work out for two of those people. It sucks. What are you going to do? Walking Dead.
I was really confused how those walkers even got in the pet store. like, didn't it yeah. seem kind of weird? Like, they were in there for like 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden there's like one that's just like pounding on the wall.
Yeah, you would assume that they were there, but why did it take them like half hour to make any kind of ruckus? Maybe there's very slow walkers, these two.
I don't know. They were sleeping, and they woke up. They're like, hey, is there somebody in here?
Snoozing zombies?
Some sort of snoozing zombies. Okay. In terms of, now who is the guy who got shot then, that is, what's that guy's name?
Don't have his name off the top of my head.
Yeah. I think it's like Scott or something.
Scott.
I try to watch it with the closed captions on. So shot. Yes. Yeah, I believe that's Scott. Is he making it?
Well, he's making it. I mean, he's back in Alexandria at the very least. So he's making it for a little while. Is he making it long-term? Almost certainly not. You know, so few of these people are going to make it long term. And we know so little about that guy. And we're going to need other red shirts along the way shortly with the way things are in Alexandria. So if I had to redraft and put someone new in my spot now that Nicholas is gone, This guy would be on the list. I'd consider him. I would consider Scott for a death draft. He does not seem safe to me, especially with the wound. I think that people who are injured right now, they're in a tough spot. I think it's going to be difficult to get out of.
Speaking of people with wounds, we didn't really talk about Rick with cutting his hand. He ends up like trying to stab a walker, and he ends up cutting his hand open, and he's trying to like drive the Winnebago with one hand. Again, Rick has bigger problems at the moment, but what do you make of Rick's hand injury?
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be too much of it. Like, if the question is he zombified? Like, did he get any zombie blood goo in his hand or anything like that? I don't think that's the direction we're going to go in. I think that you hit it. I think that Rick has bigger fish to fry right now. I think that there's more important stuff on the plate for that character at the moment. So I don't see that being a huge deal. I think that it was just, you know, it's heat of the moment stuff. He's sloppy in the moment. It's a very, this whole operation, you know, these past three episodes has been based on a very hastily put together idea. So I like the idea of, you know, Rick, who is very often just this freaking Terminator against the walkers, you know, it's just stone cold, flawless victories left and right. I like the idea that he takes some damage. I like the idea that it's not a perfect win. I like the idea that he gets a little bit wounded. So I think that that's all it is. I don't think that his hand injury is going to be something that really lingers.
Weren't you waiting for Rick to do like the Marty McFly to try to start the car where he's like, come on, turn over, turn over, turn over.
Would have been the right week for it, right? Right. It would have been good.
Like he just hit the steering wheel with his head.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that, you know, some sort of starting the car. I didn't think that the RV would just stay put, but it's an interesting way to end the episode. And again, if we're looking for signs that this was a Glenn death episode, the end of this episode ends very similarly to how Days Gone By, the pilot, ended with this big aerial shot of all of these walkers coming up to the tank. And Rick is stuck inside, and there's no apparent way of him getting out. This episode ends with a bunch of walkers swarming the RV, and Rick has no apparent way of getting out. The difference this time versus last time is the first time he had Glenn's voice helping him through the situation. And this time, he does not have that. So there's some symmetry there as well. And I think that that speaks in favor of people who are saying that Glenn is definitely dead.
What was the significance of the wolf with the baby food? Is that a message to Rick that Judith's in danger? Or is that just some other significance that they have the canned food truck?
Right. I think that it could go to a few things. I think one, it could be evidence that these guys hit Alexandria. It's just confirmation that that's where these people are coming from. And it's a reminder to Rick that, oh, snap, my baby is back in Alexandria, and I'm very worried about her right now, but there's really nothing I can do. You know, he does have that line where he's talking to Michonne and anyone, or Daryl rather, over the radio, and he's saying, like, we keep moving forward. We have to hope that the people back home can handle themselves. I think they can. They have to. Basically, they're on their own. And I think that him being faced with the baby food is a reminder that Alexandria's being attacked. My daughter is there. This is no good, but I've got a job to do, and I've got to focus on my mission at the moment.
Everybody's got a job to do.
Everyone's got a job.
All right, Josh, let's get into some of these questions here tonight from The Walking Dead after a very polarizing night, and I'm sure it will be only more polarizing as we move forward. Why don't we start off with Jason?
Yeah, Jason Burning says, well, we have a clean sweep. 6 red shirts started the episode, and 0 ended it.
Well, I beg to disagree because Scott, as we mentioned, did make it back to Alexandria. So one red shirt did ultimately make it.
Yeah, he's around. But so long, Sturgis. We hardly knew you. We liked your hat. Yeah. Rob, his hat looked like your hat from Survivor of the Amazon.
Yeah, we had a similar fate.
Yeah, it was good.
What about Tobin? Which one was Tobin?
I don't know which one was Tobin. I keep hearing Tobin's name. I was rewatching the
Tobin,
the premiere.
Tobin, are you there? I thought Tobin was the guy who was ultimately the guy who had a wife, but that guy's name was different.
David. Yeah. Tobin Grace?
Is David, is David Tobin?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think Tobin was a different dude.
Okay.
So it's another red shirt who died.
All right. This is from R. Philly, who says, has Nicholas trumped Rob's beloved Ollie as the top douche of 2015? Yeah. No, I think still Ollie is the worst of
where does he shake out with the other Walking Dead Nicholas? We've talked about this before. Now that this Walking Dead Nicholas is dead, how does he rank against Fear the Walking Dead's Nick?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this Nick I think was more of an interesting character and ultimately had a more interesting payoff to his story. We talked about him on the feedback show, about this guy. Is he long for this world? And it definitely felt like one of those things that we talked about on Survivor, where you have this person who's like an early boot and it's like all over social media. It's boy, this guy's doing a lot of interviews, doing a lot of press, definitely making the most of his time in the sun. And we did have a good read on that one.
Yeah, I think so. And a good Josh on that one. I think that's what's up with Nicholas. And that dude is making the exit interview rounds for sure. I just saw a tweet from Dalton Ross that he's going to be on EW Live tomorrow. So that guy, definitely dead. You're not going to get any conspiracy theories out of me surrounding Nicholas. That dude's dead.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. This is from Spicy Wasabi. Maggie has had the worst year. It's not a question. It's a fact.
Well,
it's true.
In terms of Maggie, though, I will say I think that's also a point in the Glenn is not dead. The fact that Maggie was not even featured in this episode, I think that is also, I got to think if you're killing off Glenn, I feel like you got to at least go to Maggie, right? I mean, when Maggie's sister died, Maggie reaction was a prominent part of that episode of when Daryl's carrying her out, then we get the reaction from Maggie. So I feel like that based on the fact that we had no Maggie reaction, I think that's also a little unsettling in terms of a Glenn better be dead camper.
Well, in defense of the Glenn is dead argument, if you were going to try and have an episode where Glenn is killed off in a completely unexpected way, and there are a lot of reasons why this was really unexpected. I don't know, you know, if you have Glenn and Maggie in some sort of scene together, whether it's a flashback or he's somehow able to call her over the radio or something, or even if we just have a Maggie scene in Alexandria where she's thinking about Glenn, is that telegraphing it too much? Does that tip the hand of we really want to do something extremely shocking? But I do think that the lack of Maggie is probably a point in the favor of people who think Glenn is alive. There was that moment when David is talking about the story about how he met his wife in the apocalypse, which isn't Glenn's story, but it's a very similar type of story. This guy was talking about how I was alone and I'd given up on myself. I wasn't crazy, but I just figured it was over. And then I found Alexandria and I found this woman, Betsy, and things were great. And that really kind of mirrors Glenn's story as well. He lost everybody at the start of the apocalypse. His family was gone. He finds Maggie. He finds purpose again. So you don't get a Glenn and Maggie scene, but you get a similar story about Glenn's romance in the apocalypse. So maybe that satisfies to some extent.
And the other thing in terms of the Glenn not being dead is that there's nobody knows Glenn is dead. So for Maggie, it's sort of like, oh, he could still be out there, that he's just on a run. He's trying to get back to me. And so I feel like that that character doesn't get any closure either based on the fact that they'll never find out that Glenn is actually dead. Missing.
How would they find it out at this point? I mean, I guess that they could, you know, send some sort of scouting party out to where Glenn was last seen, and they could find his carcass and they could find his bag. If he still has Herschel's watch with him, that would be a tell. So there's ways of doing it, but I do think that there would be the fact that no one was there, no one survived Glenn's apparent demise. No one lived to tell the tale of what happened to that guy. Would be unsatisfying in the universe. And I think that for fans, there would always be this lack of certainty. So if Glenn is dead, I do think that the show is going to need to really put an exclamation mark on it to really, you know, drive the point home further.
Yeah. And then the best they could do is Michonne could say like, well, he said he would give us a signal if he got through and we never saw a signal.
You know, Maggie painted blood signs to find Glenn back in season 4B. So that's not going to stop Maggie from going out. And we would definitely at the very least have the Maggie episode, the search for Glenn, only for it to end in horror. So I think that would be the best case scenario.
Let me add one more thing in here, because if Glenn's not dead, you can't kill Glenn off ever then. You can't then like make Glenn not be dead and then kill him at the end of the season.
Right. So I used to say something very similar about Lost, and that's a show that's been over forever, but I won't spoil the particulars, but there's a character in season one who it looks like they killed this character. They didn't kill the character. They turn about on it pretty much immediately. And when that happened, I said, oh, well, that guy is safe forever. They will never kill that guy. And then he, you know, becomes the character who gets killed off in the saddest death of the series. So if Glenn makes it out of this thing, I don't know that Glenn is wearing immunity forever necessarily.
But for a while.
But I think for a while. I think that if Glenn gets out of this situation alive, I think that he would be with us for several more.
Okay. All right. Then Will Northrop, is Rick's problem that he has no chain of command?
Is that his only problem? He has so many problems right now.
That's a lot of
the fact
problems.
That his RV won't start, I think, is problem number one.
That's a big problem. Who's number two? Carol's the only reliable person he has, right?
He likes Daryl. Daryl's his homeboy.
Daryl is insubordinate. Rick needs to see this.
Yeah. So I think that maybe he does need to establish his chain of command a little better. Maybe he needs to structure it out. I know we were saying on the feedback show that maybe Alexandria doesn't need people to run for office or elected positions or anything like that. But maybe we were wrong. Maybe Rick really does need to just like draw up a hierarchy and say, Carol, you're the ninja master. And we're showing you're this, you're that. Maybe that would be good for the
industry. I think that's what they need. Okay. Couple more questions. What does our Philly have to say?
Our Philly says, what do you think of the compressed timeline style of storytelling the show has used this season with all the simultaneous action? So I guess outside of the continuity, you know, wonkiness that we've talked about already, do you like that this season so far has taken place in such a short period of time? Personally, I think it's made it really intense, really pulse pounding. It hasn't been boring. Potentially, it's been aggravating, at least tonight, but I don't think that it's been boring. I think that these have been three rock star episodes of The Walking Dead. Do you think that that is owed to the pace? Do you think that the pace is a big part of that?
The pace has been really, really strong. I mean, I think that these three episodes, I think this is the best season of The Walking Dead. I think that all three of these episodes have been great, but I'm operating under the assumption that they killed off a major character tonight. If I find out that they didn't kill off and that they tricked us and it wasn't like some sort of like, you know, brilliant sort of like, oh, we thought, you know, it wasn't like a twist, you know, right. Sixth Sense ending. Uh-huh. I'm going to be annoyed with that. But these episodes have been very, very strong. I may not like the outcome tonight, but all three of these episodes have been great.
Yeah, I think you're going to be annoyed. I really do. I think that's where we're going.
Okay, let's do a couple more. Alex Kidwell. What does Alex Kidwell have?
Alex Kidwell says, apparently Glenn will be back, quote unquote, in some form. What do you prefer? He's okay, flashback or zombie Glenn?
Oh boy.
This relates to, I saw a tweet come my way earlier tonight from Skyler Blue, who's watching Talking Dead and says, Scott Gimple told Talking Dead that we will see Glenn one way or another in one part or another. Not those exact words, but something to that effect.
Hold on, Glenn cut his hair? Did Glenn cut his hair?
I don't know. I'll go on Getty Images as soon as we're done here, and I'll report it back for the feedback show. I'll do some snooping in the paparazzi shots. So that would be a tell. That would be a tell. I think, you know, we've seen characters die on The Walking Dead all the time, and they come back, whether it's as a zombie or it's a flashback for someone like Herschel, was very prominent in the season 4 finale. So what do you think? How would you like to see Glenn come back, if he comes back at all? Flashback, zombie? You don't want to see him alive.
I'd like to see him in a flash forward as the grown-up son of Glenn and Maggie.
Wow. That'd be good. That'd be a good ending for the series.
In the year. And also playing the twin sister as the as Michael J. Fox did in Back to the Future Part 2.
Or Adam Sandler in Jack and Jill.
Yeah. You mentioned in one of the feedback shows that you thought the possibility that Maggie was pregnant. The Maggie pregnancy looming over this, does that speak more to Glenn is dead or Glenn is not dead?
I think it could go either way. I think that the story could still be told if Glenn wasn't in the picture.
I think that she's pregnant with his baby. I think he sort of lives on in some way. I think that speaks more to Glenn as dad.
Yeah. It could go in both directions.
Okay. We got time for another one.
Yeah. Cabin Douche says, do you think season 6 will be the darkest one yet?
Seems like it. Depends if Glenn's dead or not.
Yeah. Otherwise, it could be the happiest season.
It could be the happiest season. Okay.
Yeah, we killed Nicholas for you guys. Glenn's alive. Everyone lives. Yeah. Hey, look,
we killed 100 red
Shane.
Shirts this season.
Yeah, okay. That'd be good.
Our Philly wants to know, are we looking forward to the Morgan flashback episode? Any trepidation it may usher in a run of other character bottle episodes again? Is this the right time or the wrong time for you for the Morgan flashback or Arrowback episode?
Right, or Arrowback. Yeah, I mean, this is basically what we did with the governor, right, in the first half of season 4, where we had those two episodes of the governor, and some people really liked them, like myself. Some people really didn't. I think even you and I, who liked that first one, we talked about this on the feedback show also, that maybe it spread out too long. It was maybe weird timing. So I don't know. I'm really looking forward to seeing what Morgan was up to, why Morgan is the way he is now.
90-minute Morgan episode next week.
Yeah, I love Lenny James. I think he's so good, and I think that every scene he's been in so far this season has just elevated Walking Dead. So I'm excited about it. The timing is probably not great, you know, with this question or this certainty of losing a major character like Glenn, somebody who's been with us since the very, very, very beginning of the show. I don't know that we want to go into the flashback zone immediately after that, but if it's a compelling episode, it's a compelling episode. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's annoying timing for me. It's shades of, you know, who's Eric Cartman's father, where instead of that, we end up getting a totally different episode. And the people get annoyed because they want to know what's going to happen to Rick. And we want to know what that, you know, there's going to be all the speculation. Is Glenn dead? Is not Glenn? Is he alive? And so then I'm sure the Morgan episode is going to be really great, but it's just going to be like, I'm worried about this character that I care so much about in Rick and also in Glenn and Maggie and all these people I'm so invested in. And while I want to see about Morgan, you know, I wish he'd at least have gotten to a point where we're not so distracted by this other storyline.
Sure. Absolutely. So you're saying if Glenn manages to survive this situation, that's the equivalent of Cartman's father being his mother.
That was what they did. They put on the Terrence and Phillip April Fool's special.
Oh, that's right. That was really good.
I mean, I remember people were just outraged about that. I mean, it's sort of like,
it was great. That was genius. I thought that was wonderful.
When did they do on Lost the Man in Black and Jacob episode? Was that in the midst of a cliffhanger?
Yeah, they had just killed off several characters that you've loved from, you know, the beginning of the show. And in a really traumatic, horrible, immediate one after another way. And then they go from that cliffhanger to, here's some schmohawks you kind of care about. Let's find out where they're from. And that episode just sort of sucked anyway. So if the Morgan thing is the across the sea of The Walking Dead, then next week's going to blow. It's going to be bad.
Well, we'll see. All right, Josh, what's the hashtag tonight?
What is the hashtag? It's got to be something Glenn related. I don't know. Rob is mad at Glenn.
Oh, boy.
What do you got?
Let's see. Glenn's. Glentervention from Alex.
Glentervention. Yeah.
Okay. They need a Glentervention if they're going to bring him back.
Edit in the intervention music right now? Can we make a note of that?
Yes. Yes.
If that's playing right now, then we did our job.
Yes. Will Allison Janney come and play Glenn's mom next week?
No, I don't think
Morgan's
so.
Morgan's mom.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So that's going to do it for us here tonight. But a very fun show. I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say in the comments. Try not to go too crazy. We don't want any of the comic book spoilers. No Survivor spoilers while you're at it, too. So we got... really, I think there's going to be a lot of debate about this episode. So looking forward to that. And of course, we've got our voicemail show coming up. Look for that probably on Thursday when we get that posted. Go to postshowrecaps.com/voicemail, or you can post your questions in the comments too in this episode on postshowrecaps.com. Anything else, Josh?
No, you hit it. That's it. I'm really looking forward to the feedback show. Looking forward to seeing how this story develops out over the course of the week. I think it's fun. Fun time to be a fan of The Walking Dead, even if it's a little annoying. I think this is good stuff.
Don't forget to follow Josh on Twitter. I'm sure he's going to have some Walking Dead articles coming up this week. Am I misinformed?
No, you're not misinformed. Okay. I've been working all weekend, so there's definitely stuff.
Follow at Round Howard on Twitter. He's like Ron Howard, but rounder, right?
That's what I used to say. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Now you don't say that anymore.
No, we said it just now. It still works. Okay. It's still valid.
All right, tell me, please, email me the updated Twitter tagline.
I'm coming up with new slogans. I'm open to submissions.
Right. All right, I'm at Rob Cesternino. Thanks a lot to Alex for pulling your questions tonight. And have a good one, everybody. Looking forward to chatting some more Walking Dead with you on the Feedback Show. Take care, everybody. Bye.